Hello, this is Tamiko Faison, your host for Therapy Entrepreneurs and Leaders of Color, a podcast dedicated to showcasing and supporting therapy entrepreneurs and leaders of color around the world. Today is April 30th, the last day of Occupational Therapy Month. Happy Occupational Therapy Month, if I haven't said it to you before. It is a great day to celebrate, but it is not the last day to celebrate or advocate for occupational therapy. We have to do it all year long. Occupational therapists have a broad and unique skill set that many people are benefiting from, but there are so many more people that could benefit from what OTs do. Today, I'm doing a monologue with a call to action specifically for OT educators. OT educators who teach entrepreneurship in their curriculums. You know, entrepreneurship and occupational therapy is becoming very popular in OT. There are social media groups with thousands of participants learning from each other post, just like on the hour. Did you see the 2019 AOTA workforce survey? More students were strongly interested in private practice than research and education. Now, we need research and education. We need researchers and educators. We also need entrepreneurs, and it's just an area where I definitely think that our profession could do more in. Today, I want to encourage OT educators who are teaching entrepreneurship content in their curriculums. If you're not teaching it, definitely add it. But if you are already doing it, I want to encourage you to include burnout prevention to your curriculums. This podcast, of course, is dedicated to therapy entrepreneurs of color, so I do acknowledge that any entrepreneur can experience burnout, but persons of color are subject to additional stressors such as lack of access to capital, implicit and explicit bias and racism, etc., etc., etc. I am speaking from experience. So burnout is real. You know, many businesses fail within the first 5 years of getting started. I believe that one of these reasons is because they get burned out. Burnout is defined as an experience of mental, physical, and emotional exhaustion, where you just feel like I am done. And because burnout is a possibility for future OT social entrepreneurs, I'm advocating for an anti-burnout prevention program for entry-level OTD students who have expressed interest in this career path. 45% of entrepreneurs report being stressed compared to 42% of workers who are employed. So that's about a 3% difference. And then 34% of entrepreneurs report being more likely to worry as compared to 30% of workers who are employed. Again, now this is just a 4% difference. And you might say, well, that's not a huge difference, but that is a difference. And what is even more striking is that although burnout and mental health conditions are not synonymous, burnout may lead to mental health conditions, and persons with mental health conditions may be more likely to experience burnout. So there's this today correlative relationship. Mental health directly or indirectly affected 72% of research participants, according to a study conducted by the Small Business Economics. Additionally, entrepreneurs are more likely to have the following diagnoses. So this is where I think a striking difference occurs. With depression, 30% of entrepreneurs reported having depression in this study as compared to 15% of employees. 29% reported having ADHD compared to 5 to 4.4% who are employed. 12% of entrepreneurs reported having addictions compared to 4% of those who were employed. 11% with bipolar disorder compared to 1 to 4% who are employed. So those are some significant differences. And the study didn't necessarily, that I looked at, didn't go into full details about this a causal relationship, but there's definitely correlation. So why is this happening? And it could be happening for many different reasons. So I'm going to talk a little bit about behavioral, educational, environmental, and ecological factors that can impact burnout. So behavioral, the amount of hours that you work. Entrepreneurs sometimes work long hours. I rise early and I go to bed late. I mean, there have been times when I have just skipped meals and I forgot to eat because I was working really long hours to balance my responsibilities with entrepreneurship. And I know other entrepreneurs who sometimes do this. Insurance policies can impact the behavior of entrepreneurs. And I can, again, attest to some of the requirements that insurance have in place and how that can impact the amount of hours that I'm working, but also the different things that I can and cannot do in my work. Environmental factors, the physical workspace that you have can impact burnout if you have space and it's not conducive to work. Think about the adaptation we just had to have from going to a virtual environment. If you were not already doing telehealth and all of a sudden you cannot be in your physical space and you've got to adapt to telehealth or working from home with kids coming up in your room, like my younger son, who I love dearly, but he, you know, oftentimes will come in unannounced, which could be a stressor if I was in the middle of doing something work-related. Educational and ecological factors, some predisposing factors, one that you've probably heard if you've been listening to this podcast, is imposter syndrome, just the feeling that some people have that they are really not supposed to be an entrepreneur, or not supposed to be in the space that they're in, or previous bad business experiences. I cannot count the number of students that I have talked with, either by teaching entrepreneurship content in OT programs or guest lecturing, that have said when they think of entrepreneurship, they think negatively about different experiences they've heard of. Stress, words they've said are stress, poor financial management, not having money, things like that. But there are factors that can enable and reinforce burnout prevention. For example, a support network. So hence these social media platforms, but also other support networks, other groups in the community like the Chamber of Commerce or the Rotary Club can help prevent burnout. And then also you could have reinforcing factors that go well beyond academia once a student graduates and becomes an entrepreneur, having an opportunity to still network with the other entrepreneurs they started out with. I hope this short monologue has raised awareness and pushed some educators to think about adding anti-burnout to their curriculums for aspiring OT entrepreneurs, specifically OT social entrepreneurs. I've been saying entrepreneur and social entrepreneur interchangeably, but I think OTs are just, if they become entrepreneurs, they're social entrepreneurs because we have pro-social concerns. I like to say it is about us, but it is never just about us. If OT social entrepreneurs are not able to take care of themselves, then how are they going to be able to fight the many occupational injustices that exist around the world? There is a lot going on these days, from COVID, people losing loved ones, rapid adjustments in life, racial injustices, you know, just it's very stressful to even look at the media sometimes and see how injustices still continue to rise. You kind of win one fight and then there's another one that comes up. So we have a lot of work to do and we really have to take care of ourselves in order to be able to do it. So on that note, as an OT social entrepreneur has come through a very, very rough past year and a half, I'm about to go on vacation, turn up my Mary J on repeat, get my walk on and my dog play on and head to the ocean. That's going to be part of my anti-burnout. So what are you doing for anti-burnout? And OT educators, what are you doing to help your future OT social entrepreneurs learn about burnout and prevent going into burnout? So that's our show for today. Don't forget to subscribe and follow. Until next time.